We have time for just for one more short two. Anybody want one more question?
Let's do been in low ground for that now. I can't hear you.
And he'll play this right here. I'd say this is one of the first tunes a fiddle player would learn.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I would say that's. Hand for Kenny Baker. Here's a fiddle player that's really an old-time fiddle player. Plays old-timey, and he's an old-time guy, too. This is Curly Ray Cline. Would you all give Curly Ray a hand, please?
How are you, Moon?
I'm just fine. Ray looks like he just stepped out of a 1944 movie, don't he?
Well, they caught me by surprise, you know. I wasn't thinking about going on, you know, and I just, after I messed around.
Yeah, so, that's what I've been doing. Yeah. All
So, I got ready, you know. I thought I was going on the regular show, but it's a workshop.
Yeah. All right, anybody got anything you want to say to Ray Cline? Tell him about his face now.
Yeah. Sir?
He wants to know how you play the fiddle. Well, I tell you.
Moon, you might answer that.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. Do you?
Well,
You put it up on your chin like this and take the bow and rub it across it like that.
Yeah. This is the first start. Then you saw across the strings. That's the start of it now. I don't know the rest of it.
You got a favorite tune you want Ray to play for you?
Somebody said...
Pick out one and play it, Ray.
I can't play them all. I'll try Sally Gooden.
Thank you.
I got a question for Ray Clyde.
My father was an old-time fiddle player, and so I started playing from him, and then I just started picking up different notes from different fiddlers, but I mostly arranged my own style.
I got a question for Ray Clyde.
Well, I play strings kind of high and a heavy bow the way I fiddle. Ain't many people that plays a fiddle can play my fiddle.
That's right.
I've tried that. I'll prove that.
The fingerboard is laying right flat down on the neck here.
And the strings are high.
And the strings are real high. That's one of the reasons that his fiddle squalls like it does.
Yeah.
That's the reason, to be honest, that's the reason he gets so much volume out of it.
That's
one of the reasons.
That's it. Well, July's all right, but I like some of the others a little better.
Do one of your novelty tunes, Ray. Play, Catch one here. Play Pretty Little Indian. This tune is played in A minor and G. For Ray Clyde. Now, here's a fiddle player that works with Don Reed on Bill Harrell. This fellow, he's played Western swing and about any kind of fiddle that you want to hear. He can play exceptionally fast. Would you all make welcome Buck Ryan, please? Buck, come on out.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. Or, no, it's good afternoon, Bill, I believe.
Okay.
Well, no, it's 1 minute till 12, so it's still morning. I'm right in. I'd like to start out playing a little tune here for you that I recorded on Mercury back several years ago called Nervous crack-up breakdown. Do another here for you called the Bolmite Rag.
Yeah.
Are you all ready, Billy? Any questions for Buck Ryan? Anybody want to ask him anything? What kind of fiddle you have, Buck?
Well, it's a good one.
Paul said it was a good one. It's a Czechoslovakia fiddle. Yeah, I brought it. I didn't know I could say that word. Did I say that word right?
Close, yeah.
Is that close enough?
Yeah.
And it has a sort of a special made bass bar in it, and that's about all I can. And I've had it for 28 years. I played it on all the Jimmy Dean Network shows and all through, you might say, my whole career.
Play a Maiden's Prayer or something like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buck.
I wanted to tell the folks that Buck has got an album with about 20 good fiddle numbers, and it's up by the yellow tent where they sell pizza, if you'd like to have it.
You stay right there.
Okay, be glad to.
Now, here's a fiddle player that's played a whole bunch of fiddle, and he can play any way he wants to play. He does, too. He'd get right in the middle of a tune and just tire loose and play something else if you don't watch him. This is Art Stamper. Would you give Art a hand, please? Fine fiddle player. What are you going to do for the folks, Art?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Here's the tune entitled The Cattle and the Cane. Art Stamper has a touch to a fiddle that's different. Every time he draws the bow, I can tell who it is playing the fiddle. He draws a real good tone out of his fiddle. Just about any position on the fiddle, too, I can recognize his lick. Where you go? You have a question for Art? Anybody want to ask him anything?
Okay. Hey, old man, can you play a fiddle?
Yeah, okay.
You know what, don't you?
Okay.
All right. How about cross-eyed fiddle players?
I don't know.
This is Art Stamper to play. Say, old man, can you play the fiddle? Thank you. Fine fiddle player. A nice hand for Art Stamper. That's a real good job. Would you all give a hand to Bill Monroe, please? We want to tell you all, in a nice way, that you got to move over here because we don't want nobody to get run over.
All the folks standing along there that's in the road, that's are all the parking place space we have is back across the levee down here above on the other side of the lake.
And all the cars are going to have to come in this way, right?
They're going to have to come right down through there. We don't want to turn nobody away, so all the people standing is going to have to move from along there or come in closer. You can't block the road there.
Get a medal and come back out here. Get you a guitar picker while you're there. We're going to take just a short while here for the Madeline workshop, and then we'll pause. And we have the big show starts at exactly 20 minutes from right now. So. But we're still going to have some Madeline picking if Bill Monroe can find a Madeline. He's got one. I hear it now. Do you want to know anything about Madelines? You folks that don't know, they got 8 strings on them, and they're tuned just like a fiddle. They're noted. They have the same notes, the same fingerboard. You tell them about it. You know more about it. Anybody else?
Thank you.
That was a tune entitled Patty on the Turnpike that's played in G and goes to F. If you have any questions to ask the man, right there he is. That's not a new mandolin. That's Rick Skaggs is picking that mandolin.
The mandolin that I was playing last night, the new mandolin, I was called from Detroit, Michigan. And there was a real old lady on this mandolin. It was like my F5, and she left in her will for these people when she died that they could take it, you know, for a lot of the expense, you know, that they'd been out with her in a way of helping her. So they couldn't play, and they was getting up in years, so they brought the mandolin down here. They'd called my brother and wanted to sell it, so I bought it. And they were from Kentucky and went on to Kentucky.
Yes. You use a round pick.
Well, I start with a three-cornered pick, and I just keep using it, and it finally gets to where it's just round, you see. So it never gets out of a shape that way, you know. I can play it on any wherever it's at. It's just right. Yes. I'm 60 years old, born 1911, the 13th of September.
Gets better with age, don't he? Yes. Why is the action so high? Because it's louder and there's a better tone that way. I can answer you that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried to learn to play mandolin when I was around 8 years old, I guess, something like that. Of course, I was trying to play the fiddle, and I thought I'd be a fiddler. And my older brother, he wanted a fiddle, so he was the boss. And then Charlie, he come along. He wanted a guitar, and I couldn't play that. And I wound up with the mandolin. But I'm glad that I did, because back in the early days, there wasn't much competition on the mandolin. What is it?
Yes.
This coming October, the last Saturday, this coming October, will be there 33 years.
We've got to hurry along now because we're running behind time.
I try to let my wrist, you know, rest on the bridge. So that it'll be free, you know, to work your wrist there. You won't have no, it won't be bound in a way. It won't be binding in a way. It'll be loose.
Let me do Sally Gooden for you.
Okay. Philman knows going to play Sally Gooden.
I borrowed this mandolin here from a boy that plays with Ralph Stanley, and a new instrument is kind of hard to get acquainted with for a little while and play.
Nice hand for Bill Monroe. Now here's a mandolin player that worked with the Stanley Brothers. He worked with Jimmy Martin, and he is now with Jim Monroe. Vernon Derrick. Vernon, would you bring your mandolin and come out, please? Vernon.
We got time for one.
Okay, that's enough.
Right here's one I recorded a few years ago. It's called A-Rab Bounce. You probably heard. Sounds something like this. Thank you.
Now we have one more mandolin player, and I seen this boy play the mandolin when he was 6 years old, and he ain't very much older than that right now, and he is a fine musician. He's a fine fiddle player as well as a fine mandolin player, and he's also a fine singer and a gentleman. Here is Ricky Skaggs. Rick Skaggs. Rick, would you come out here? Let's tear into it and tell the folks what you're going
to
do.
I had a request to do a tune called Crazy Creek, and we just kind of learned this just a little while ago, so here we go.
Nice hand for Rick Skaggs. It's a good job. Rick is from down in Lawrence County, Kentucky. That takes care of the workshop. We're going to pause for exactly 10 minutes. And you all get up and rest it or whatever you want to do for 10 minutes. We're going to start the show at exactly 12:30. You folks, again, that don't stand in this road over here.
I'll never forget the morning you left me. I tried to smile, but instead I cried. I couldn't hold my tears no longer. The moment you told me goodbye. My man, I darling, you know I love you. But I came for you. My brother, my darling, you know I love you. I'll always be faithful and true. So tonight you mount the way. I want you back and I'll be back home. I'm hoping and praying for you, my darling, and the day call you my own. My brother, darling.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so much. We'd like to say a great big howdy to you here at the Big Bluegrass Festival in Bean Blossom, Indiana. It's good to be here working. It's good to see so many of you out. We hope you'll enjoy our little visit on the stage for the next 20 minutes or so here. If you like anything we do, kindly put your hands together and pat them. It'll make us feel a lot better. We'll try our best to work a lot harder for you. I'd like to take just a moment out to introduce the fellas to you, tell you who everybody is that makes up our group. The fella on the flat-top guitar back here, he's born and raised in the state of Kentucky in a little town called Pikeville. He's been with us now for about the last 3 or 4 years, traveling all over the country. A wonderful guitar picker and a good fella to travel with. His name is Kentucky Slim. Would you give him a nice hand back here? Thank you. On the left-hand side with the bass fiddle is the newest member of our group. He's a fine one. He'll soon be with us a year. He's also a Kentucky boy, plays the bass fiddle and plays the mandolin, travels with us. He's from a little town called Hindman, Kentucky. Leslie Sturgill on the bass. Would you give him a nice hand? Thank you. And the fellow with the little fiddle in his hand, also a Kentucky boy. He's one of the finest in the country. We're proud to have him working with us and recording all of our records now. He's also from a little town near Hindman, Kentucky, but he makes his home in Louisville, Kentucky now. He's into the beauty business, has a beauty shop. So if you ladies ever through there need your hair fixed up, just stop and see him at the personality beauty shop and he'll fix you. Fiddle and Art Stamper, let's give him a nice hand. Thank you. This next fella, I used to really give him a hard time on the stage, but I can't say much about him now because he's getting a little bit bigger than I am and this and that and the other. He's not the best, but we kind of make out with him. Does the best, comes along, sings tenor with us, and picks the old fire string. Half of the Gorns, brother, would you like to give a little hand to Ray? What do you say? I'm what's left of the other half, and I can't help that. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm sure glad to be here, and it's good to be working on Bill Monroe's Big Bluegrass Festival. My name is Melvin Gorns. If you want to give me just a little hand, that'll be all right. Thank you. Leslie reached me a note here. Said, for the Gorns brothers, and play the Shenandoah Waltz. Well, we'll do our best to do that for the Gorns family. Manchester, Kentucky. So I thought we was the only bunch of Gorns in the world living. Here's our brand new single record. We hope you'll enjoy. I tell you, let's do the fiddle tune next, then we'll do that art. How about doing the little tune called The Blackberry Blossom? That's a good one. How about that one? Thank you, Art. That's really got him there. An old timer called The Blackberry Blossom. We certainly hope you enjoyed that. We'd like to move right along now and do our latest single record we have out. We have a few copies with us today. And by the way, speaking of records, everybody here is picking and singing. It's got their albums on sale. We'll have ours on sale a little bit later on around the back up there next to the concession stands. Don't forget the concession stands, too, because they have plenty of good soft drinks and sandwiches and stuff up there. And we'll have our records on sale up our summer to the Goins brothers. And I'd like to remind you about the Big Bluegrass Festival in Kentucky this year. It'll be held at Jackson, Kentucky, the 10th of August through the 13th. 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at Jackson, Kentucky this year. That's Bill Monroe's third annual Kentucky Bluegrass Festival. And the Goins Brothers Bluegrass Festival will be in Beckley, West Virginia, the third week in August, 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Lake Stevens Park in Beckley, West Virginia, over in Beckley. Here's our brand new single record we hope you'll enjoy. I'd like to do this for all the people that asked us to repeat it today. Number entitled, Head of the Holler. Have you ever been to the head of the holler? That's where the big dogs romp and waller. The women there are long and lean, and some I fear have to be mean.
Oh, head up, you might deserve no doubt. There ain't no better place to be. Than the head of the holler, Kentucky.
First time I went to the head of the holler, wore a bow tie and a snow white collar. When daylight I come crawl out again, and the best thing I wore was a silly grin.
Go on, head up, you like it, there's no doubt. There ain't no better place to be than the head of the holler, Kentucky.
First time I went to the head of the holler, saw my moon and I was swallowed. I flew like a bird and I tried to sink till I fell from a tree and I broke one wing.
Oh, head up, you like it, there's no doubt. There ain't no better place to be than the head of the holler, Kentucky.
My gal lives in the head of the holler. Her love shines like a silver dollar. She feeds my bud straight from the churn, and her maw and paw don't give a turn.
Oh, head up, you like it, there's no doubt. There ain't no better place to be than the head of the holler, Kentucky.
I'm going back to the head of the holler. You can go if you want to follow. Don't you fool that gal of mine. I'll cut you down like a lonesome pine.
Oh, head up, you like it, there's no doubt. There ain't no better place to be than the head of the holler, Kentucky.
Thank you. I want to do that number for my good buddy, Billy Joe Van, who's a real good friend of mine down in Kentucky. He's a wonderful feller, and he's a real good friend of mine. He's a good picker and singer. He likes bluegrass music. Here's a song we like to do. We haven't tried this song for a long time. We kind of run over to back of the stage back a while ago. We haven't done some of these songs on the Bluegrass Festival, so we thought we'd try to do a few that we hadn't done. This is a number we recorded back in 1961 or 63, I believe, down in Nashville, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Sort of a slow song. A boy from the radio station over in Pikeville, Kentucky, helped write this song, and we recorded it, and I hope you'll enjoy it today. It's a real pretty song. It has some good words to it. I hope you'll enjoy it. And I'm entitled Lonesome Pine. I'm a lonesome pine on the mountainside. All alone a pine, no one by my side. Oh, I wish I had me a dogwood tree that would bloom beside me for company.
summertime when the wind blows free. There's a mournful song in the heart of me. It's the saddest song you'll ever hear. For the lonesome pine, will you shed a tear? I'm lonesome, so lonesome, I'll never know why. I'm a stand all alone till the day that I die. I'll never get over this sorrow of mine. This ever-present sorrow of the lonesome time when the snow falls down and my branches drop till they touch the ground. You can hear me groan with the load I bear, for it's mine all alone, no one seems to care.
Thank you, neighbors. That's a song we've never tried on any of the Bluegrass Festivals before, and we appreciate your hand blows. The title of that song is Lonesome Pine. Little five-string banjo picking now kind of lined up, so we'll bring Ray around to the mic with the five-string. Him and Art Stamper and Slim will kind of get together on one. And, Ray, what have you got lined up for everybody today here? I want to do this for a cousin of mine. I haven't seen him in a long time. He drove from up in Indiana. Duncan boy, Denny Duncan and his family. Been a long time since I've seen him, and I want to do a number for him today. We used to go to school together, and we kind of got drifted away from one another and hadn't seen him for a while. Want to do it if everybody likes a good old five-string banjo picking. Don't forget, everybody has their albums and records on sale up there, the concession stand, and, of course, we'll have our albums and our new single record, Head of the Holler, and pictures and stuff on sale up there near the concession stand on a little table. So, and we'll autograph them for you. And we got a 8x10 picture that we'll give you free with our album if you'd like to have one to take home, suitable for framing or putting your corn patch or whatever you want to do with it. Here's the number entitled The Lonesome Pine Breakdown. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Ray broke a string on the five-string banjo. I told him it was going to break back last Christmas, but he didn't believe me. So I hope he gets a set for Christmas. He broke a string. Tell you what, Slim, since Ray's fixing a train, we're going to let Slim do one on the flat-top guitar. This is an old Carter family tune. Slim, we feature Slim on a lot of our shows, and on the guitar picking. People like the old-time flat-top guitar picking. Slim, come over here at the mic and do this one right here. It's an old Carter family tune. I'm entitled The Wildwood Flower.
We'll pick this for Billy Joe.
Slim, thank you so much. Ray got a string back on. Sorry we broke a string there, but that happens, you know, to the best. We'd like to turn our new record over and do the other side. And I'd like to remind you once again, don't forget all the bluegrass festivals that's coming up this season. There's going to be a lot of them, and get to hear some real good bluegrass music. The one in Kentucky this year will be at Jackson, Kentucky, located on Highway 15. Plenty of good parking space, and it's going to be a real nice place right on the Kentucky River over there, about 3 miles out of Jackson, and it's up near Campton, Winchester. You can hit the Mountain Parkway, and it's right in your Hazard. It's a good place in there. That'll be Bill Monroe's third annual Bluegrass Festival for Kentucky. And, of course, ours will be the 18th, 19th, and 20th in Beckley, West Virginia at the Lake Stevens Park. Here's the other side of our new record we'd like to do for you. We have a new album will be out around the 1st of July and some new 8-track tapes, and we have this new single record. We hope you'll enjoy this next number. Number and title, Maybe Then I'll Understand. Once you said you'd always love me, that you wish was my command. Now you say you love another.
there, and I just can't understand.
When the desert turns to water, and the ocean turns to sand, maybe then I'll know the answer, maybe then I'll I remember happy hours when we dreamed and schemed and planned of the life we shared together. How you take another's hand
when the desert turns to water and the ocean turns to sand. Maybe then I'll know the parting as you take another's hand, leaving me alone, heartbroken, and I just can't understand.
When the desert turns to water and the ocean turns to sand, maybe then I'll know the answer, maybe then I'll.
Thank you. That's the other side of the head of the holler. Maybe then I'll understand. We hope you enjoyed it. We like to slow the program down right now. We like to always get one of the old-time gospel numbers on the program because we don't think a show's complete without a hymn. We've got some gospel numbers in our album, too, so if you'd like to have one of our albums, we have them on sale up there. Fly, Little Bluebird, Head of the Holler, My Brown-Eyed Darling. A lot of the numbers that we've done for many years on the road, we include them in a couple of albums. And if you'd like to have one, we'll have them on sale up here. What is the gospel number we'd like to do for you, Ray? This is an old song we'd like to do for you. Hope you'll enjoy. Number entitled, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
What did I see? Come and put a carry home. A band of angels coming after me. Come and put a carry home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Come and put a carry home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes I'm down, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. Well, if you get there before I do,
coming for to carry me home.
Tell all the friends I'm a coming to,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Nice hand from Elwood and Ray the Goldsmith, brother. Fine job.
She left old Kentucky northward bound, and she landed in a small Alaskan town. Lust for gold and a bitter cold hardens each man's heart, where a hungry girl and a pretty curl flung away her pride, flung away her pride. The mountains stand high and the river run like silver, the valley held the promise of gold. But a southern girl needs more for happiness to fill her. Kentucky love freezes in the cold. Then a young miner saved her from the town, gave his heart and in his cabin settled down. But a homestead wife is a different life than a sunny Southland gay. So she grabbed his gold, but the bitter cold wouldn't let her get away, wouldn't let her get away. The mountains stand high and the river run like silver, the valley held the promise of gold. But a southern girl needs more for happiness to fill her. Kentucky love freezes in the cold. The mountains stand high and the river ran like silver. Valley held the promise of gold. But a southern girl needs more for happiness to fill her. Kentucky love freezes in the cold. Now you running wild, deep river, you're just like the one that I love so. You never stop running, river, like her, you're always on the go. And I'm feeling low down, deep river, I can't go on, I've had enough. I'm gonna dive to your bottom, deep river. Well, I'm diving in, but I'm not a coming up. No, I'm not. Now, if I had a big boat, deep river, I would let you rock me to sleep. And somewhere down the stream I'd anchor in the port of broken dreams. Cause I'm feeling low down deep river, I can't go on, I've had enough. I'm gonna dive to your bottom deep river. Well, I'm diving in, but I'm not a coming up. And I'm
I'm feeling low down the river. I can't go on, I've had enough. I'm gonna dive to your bottom deep river. Well, I'm diving in, but I'm not coming up. No, I ain't never coming up. No, I ain't never coming up.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and howdy, everybody. Y'all having a good time here today at Bean Blossom, huh? Oh! Everybody, real briefly here in a real big hurry. We ain't got much time. On the fiddle, we have Bill Poppenberger. On the banjo, Jimmy Arnold. On the mandolin, Gene Johnson. Last but not least, 350 pounds of walking romance, Ed Ferris. Y'all give Hugh Shady Grass a hand here.
And the guy up here doing all the running his mouth off, looks like the great white knight here. That's Cliff Waldron.
Thank you, darling. Here's a song we had a request to do, one called Fallen Leaves.
Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground. The birds and flowers that were here now can't be found.
All his friends that he once had are not around.
They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
Some folks drift alone through life and never thrill to the feeling that a good deed brings untold. It's too late, and they are ready to lie down. There beneath the leaves are scattered on the ground.
Lord, let my eyes see every need of every man. Make me stop and always lend a helping hand. Then when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground. To your grave there's no use taking any gold. You cannot use it when it's time for hands to fall.
When you leave this earth for a better home someday,
the only thing you take is what you gave away. Flowers that were here now can't be found.
All his friends that he once had are not around.
They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
Thank you. A little thing there called the Fallen Leaves. Here's the fiddler players to do you one now. A little thing called Corina. Where'd you stay last night?
Oh, yeah, I know. Thank you.
Poppenberger and Jimmy Arnold there, a little thing called Corina. We have a message here. Would all the people please standing over here beside the road, would you please move? They're bringing cars down here, and they don't want nobody to get hurt. Might get your toe run over with the car, and then you'd have pain and woe on the body.
Better, worse yet, it might hurt somebody's toe.
So would y'all please make room for the cars coming down over here, please, okay? Since y'all got the fiddles, we have a new song out we'd like to do here for you.
It's
on our latest album, which Ed will be telling you about just here in a few minutes. This is a little sad story, but we hope we don't cause too many people to cry over it. The one called The Veil of White Lace. The church door was open, and I stepped inside. I went there hoping that she'd change her mind. There were beautiful roses in a bridal bouquet, where she stood at the altar in a veil of white lace. A stranger in silence reached out for her hand and placed on her finger a gold wedding band. There was happiness written and a smile on his face, but I couldn't see her neath the veil of white lace. I pitied that stranger for all he could see. Was their life together till eternity? My heart filled with anger when I pictured the face of a false-hearted quitter neath the veil of white lace. I reached in my pocket when the wedding was done. My hand touched the locket, then fell on the gun. It shattered the silence as it left its trace, stains of red crimson on a veil of white lace. I ran from the church house as I threw down the gun, but stopped at the doorstep for their crossing the lawn. My darling said she had decided she'd wait. Death to a stranger neath the veil of white lace. Death to a stranger neath the veil of white lace.
Thank you.
All right, little story there about the veil of white lace. Ed, would you come here and tell all the folks about the record?
All right. In case anybody would be interested, during our show or after our show or all through the day today and all, at least half the day tomorrow, we'll have some records up on the hill there, eight-track stereo tapes and pictures and the whole bit. We'd love for you to come by and even take a look at them, even if you don't get one. We'd love for you to get one. We think every family ought to have one or two or three or half a dozen. But if you don't, can't see your way clear to buy them at this time, come by and see us anyhow. We'd be glad to talk with any one of you who happens to want to come by. Cliff, you got something you want to say to people?
Oh. Yeah, we got a new song here we'd like to put on you one more time here. This tells a little story about where I'm from the Valley of the Never Do No Good. If I had wings, I'd fly over that mountain, go there and live like good people should. Well, I'm getting mighty tired of living on dreams and butter beans, but I'm stuck here forever in the valley of the never do no good. I never had grades enough to be an educated fool. My time was spent in overalls on the wrong end of a mule. It ain't that I don't like this life, but I'd change it if I could. But I'm stuck here forever in the valley of the never do no good. If I had wings, I'd fly over that mountain, go there and live like good people should. But I'm getting mighty tired of living on dreams and butter beans, but I'm stuck here forever in the valley of the never do no good. I've spent many a dream on a brand new suit of clothes, and I thought about them parties where the rich people go. But no matter how you look at them, the woods is still the wood, and I'm stuck here forever in the valley of the never do no good. If I had wings, I'd fly over that mountain, go there and live like good people should. Well, I'm getting mighty tired of living on dreams and butter beans, but I'm stuck here forever in the valley of the never do no good. Thank you so much. That's one called The Valley That Never Did No Good. That'll be on our next album, we hope. We're going to let the Thin Man come around here and do your number now with a little guitar and all.
That ain't a little guitar to manage.
Oh, it's got 8-string. I'm sorry, Gene. I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? He's got an old one here picked out for you called There's a Bluebird to Sing. If you're on top of that tree, I see.
Bluebird sing, I miss my darling, I loved you then, and I always will.
As the bluebird sing,
as the bluebird sing,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear,
those bluebirds call,
those bluebirds call,
calling me back to my home.
Yeah. Far from the Blue Ridge Mountains, far from my home back in the hills, but I'm going back to the Blue Ridge Mountains, those memories, they haunt me still.
Her bluebird sang,
as a bluebird sang,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear,
those bluebirds
calling, those bluebirds
calling, calling me back to my home.
That bad news came from her mother, saying she sleeps beneath the clay.
Her bluebird sang,
as a bluebird sang,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear,
those bluebirds calling,
those bluebirds calling,
they're calling me back to my home.
Thing called the bluebird to sing. How about nobody's love is like mine there, Bill?
Nobody's love is like mine. No one's as faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean, but nobody's love is like mine. They tell me that you found another, and now you be going far away. Why have you left me, little darling? I love you both night and day. Nobody's love is like mine. No one's as faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean, but nobody's love is like mine. I guess now I just go on dreaming and wondering why it couldn't be. Someday, little darling, you'll be sorry for the way you treated me. Nobody's love is like mine. No one's so faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean, but nobody's love is like mine.
Billy Will.
Nobody's love is like mine. No one's as faithful and kind. Love that is true as the ocean, but nobody's love is like mine.
Thank you. The thing I call Nobody's Love is Like Mine. We had a request to do this one right here, and we told them we would, so we're going to put it on you right now.
Right now.
I'd like to mention that this has been a real good song for us. It's been a lot of bluegrass bands recorded it, and we got it off of a rock record years ago, me and... banjo picker, I know, I won't call any names. We got it off of a rock record about 4 or 5 years ago or something like that, and turned out to be a real good bluegrass song for us, and we're going to do it for you right here. It's called The Fox on the Run.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her,
and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
Everybody knows the reason for the fall, when woman tempted man down in paradise's hall. Well, this woman tempted me and took me for a ride, but like the weary fox, I need a place to hide.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
We'll take a glass of wine and fortify your soul. We'll talk about the world and friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who put me on the floor. The game is nearly up and the hounds are at my door.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
Is there a bed out there among you all? We got a hound dog guitar stick. No. No, I'm done. No. No, that was no joke. That we do need a vet, if there's a vet here. There's a lady got a sick dog. Cager Fowler, if you're here, we want to see you backstage. Cager, where you at? Every day on the radio, I have a half hour of gospel music. And I call Hymns from the Hills, and I always play a record with this guy, one or two, or maybe three or four times a week. This fellow sings Mountain Gospel and does a good job. Here is Carl Story, the Ramblin' Mountaineers. Give him a hand, would you please?
Thank you. Thank you. It's real good to be here at Bean Blossom again this year, and we'd like to thank our good friend Bill Monroe for making it all possible for you folks, and hope you'll enjoy yourself. We've had so many of you people come around and ask us to do this song and that song, gospel song, which we're going to feature some gospel for you this afternoon, and hope you'll enjoy. Here's one of the real old-timers that I put in the first album that I ever recorded a long time ago. They drive my Lord and Master with no one to defend within the hall. My palace, he stood without a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus,
dear Jesus,
for him,
I'm for him,
I stand. I'll be a friend to Jesus,
dear Jesus, and my ears shall hear.
Why do I, he may ask me, I'll go where he may send. Within the halls of palace, he stood without a friend.
I'll be a friend to Jesus,
to Jesus.
Shall
he? Thank you. Thank you. You folks always have been nice to us, and we're certainly grateful to you. I'd like to introduce these boys to you. Here we have one up here. It was pulled before it got ripe, I believe. No, seriously. You're going to be surprised. This boy plays about every instrument he picks up, this little fella over here. He plays the bass, he plays the mandolin, he plays the fiddle. He plays with the Sullivan family, which will be here tomorrow morning on the gospel portion. He plays the mandolin with those folks. And he hails from down in Mississippi, right? What is your name now? Morris who? Marty Stewart from down in Mississippi. Let's give Marty a nice welcome, will you? Our bass player couldn't come along, and his boy come up and volunteered. Said, I'd like to pick with you this afternoon. Said, I've got to leave and pick over here somewhere tonight, but be back tomorrow, he said. And good to have him. How old are you, Marty? Huh? 13 years old. Now, how about that? Huh? That's all right, ain't it? Now, these other boys are hailed from down in the state of Kentucky. And they've been with me ever since last fall, and I think we'll prove it to you in a little bit that these boys pick the bluegrass style. I'd like to introduce first the boy that plays the fiddle. He's from down in Liberty, Kentucky, if any of you folks know where that is, around Casey County, Kentucky. Do you? Well, you got some folks here. Let's give him a nice welcome. He sings the bass part in our quartet, Argel Meeks. Let's give Argel a nice welcome, huh? Thank you. And here's the boy that picks the five-string banjo. And he can sing any part you hook him on. I don't care what part you say sing, this boy will do it and does a fine job. Picks a good banjo. I don't know how much you paid for it, but it rings out pretty well. Not much. Let's give him a nice welcome. He's also from down in Liberty, Kentucky, Larry Johnson. Let's give Larry a nice welcome. Here's a boy that keeps us all straight, and we're grateful for this boy. And I'm proud to see to prove to you that there are all types of people in bluegrass music. Today, this boy is a minister of the gospel, and he likes the bluegrass music. He likes to play it. He likes to sing it. And after a while, I'm going to get him to pick one on the guitar. I call him the guitar picking preacher. And we're going to have this preacher to pick one after a while. He's also from down in Liberty, Kentucky. Let's make him welcome Harold Austin. Will you do it? Many years ago, I worked with a man that runs this festival every year for you. I worked for him just before I went in service in World War II. And I learned a lot of these old hymns that he used to sing back in those days. Bill Monroe used to be known, and he still is, for a lot of hymn singing. And here's one we used to sing a lot when I worked with Bill, and we still like to sing it.
If I was a preacher, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd keep on preaching and rip on a building.
Yes, sir. There, bless your heart, we'll do it right now. I don't know how many of you people have come around today. And as for this song, well, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had it in about four different albums. And speaking of albums, we have a few albums with us today and some tapes, stereo tapes. And we're parked right over behind the barn over there where the old auditorium is, right on the other side. And our station wagon, if anytime you're around there today or tonight, come around, we'll show you what we have for sale. And that man asked for a song right there that us singing right now. Let's do this one called Light at the River. Thank you. You folks have asked for all kinds of hymns that we've done. You know, we've recorded a long time of the old hymns, bluegrass style, and I appreciate you asking for them like you have here at this festival. And don't forget tomorrow morning here when we have church service and gospel singing. I know you'll want to attend that for sure. Here's an old one that I recorded many years ago, like I was recording with Mercury years ago. And some people asked for it, and we're going to give it a whirl for you today. Let's do this one called I've Got a Lot to Tell My Jesus.
I love heaven, Jesus, when I reach my home above. Wanna kneel down at his feet in heaven and think about his wonderful love. Wanna thank my Lord for saving my soul. Think about the day that he made me whole. Got a lot, heaven, Jesus, when I reach my home on high.
In heaven, there love ones that I have longed to see. We'll sing and shout together throughout eternity. Every day we'll be sweeter as a million years go by. Got a lot, tell me Jesus, where I reach my home on high.
Got a lot, tell me Jesus, where I reach my home on high. Wanna kneel down at the feet of heaven and think about his wonderful love. Wanna thank my Lord for saving my soul. Think about the day that he made me whole.
heaven, there are loved ones that I have longed to see. We'll sing and shout together throughout eternity. Every day we'll be sweeter as a million years go by. Got a lot to tell me, Jesus, when I reach my home on high.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Huh? We're going to do that. Bless your heart. If we don't get them, don't listen. We'll get them after a while. All right, we have time for one more. And I told you a while ago, it's in the same key, isn't it? Or you all put it up there and see. I want to get this boy, as I said, he's a guitar-picking preacher. And I'm going to lower This is one of Bill Monroe's tunes. And probably you have the record that Bill made many years ago. But these boys pick it up instrumental style like he did, and I want you to watch. Now he plays guitar. If you notice, he knows the chords are different. Like Grandpa Jones is the only people I ever saw like chords it like he does, with his thumb and finger like this. So you watch him. We'll kind of close out and see you after a while. What is the name of that thing you all do where it's instrumental? Panhandle Country. Now get that guitar right in here. We'll leave the folks and see them after a while, mingle around here and meet these folks. So start it off, will you? Panhandle Country.
To ask you folks again not to stand in the road over here, because somebody gonna get run over. This shore shooting, we can't have that. See, here are some people that even my mother-in-law would enjoy. They're tops. I'm here to tell you they are real good musicians, and they all sang well, and they know what they're doing when they hit the stage. Make welcome the second generation.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about it day and night. It's only right to think about the one you love and hold him tight. So happy together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue all my
dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world would be so very fine, so happy together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue all my life.
This is early morning for me. I'm telling you, I just got out of the bed just a few minutes ago. Well, it's a few minutes ago to me. It takes me about 10 hours to get going. And set up all night the night before and couldn't make it last night. So if I miss the banjo strings every now and then, just pretend I hit it. It'll sound just as good to you. We're going to do an old-timer right here. It's called, what was it called? Silence of Tears.
When we departed in silence and tears, half broken hearted to 7 4 years. After all years, how should I greet you with silence or tears?
Throughout the morning, breeze tears to my brow. It felt like a morning, how far I feel loud. If eyes are all broken, my heart feels pain. I'm hearing it spoken and I'm sharing its shame.
If I should meet you after long years, how should I greet you with silence or tears?
Silence, I grieve. Your heart will forget in your spirit to see. Now that I know you, I know you to help. No more near you miss me to deeply to tell.
If I should meet you after long years, how should I greet you with silence or tears?
I'd like to make an announcement if...
See you around there yet?
Sure. I think this microphone's
never
got
mind.
A cold.
This mic has got a cold. No, it's me got a cold. Okay, we're going to do routine we worked at years ago. And we still do it. We did it last night. We're going to do it now.
You wasn't around years ago.
Well, not too many years ago we didn't work this out. It's called Mrs. Robinson. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to take at this point an old, partially new song that was did about 50 years ago. And we're going to take it and change it around, and instead of doing it the old way, we're going to put just a second generation touch to it, but not too much.
Just a tad. Spicy.
I never Plenty of leads if you're coming through.
Bass mic went off there, but we'll be back on again, I think. Okay, here's one for all the younger set, and it's about the older set.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, actually, I'm from the first generation, and let me play with it in the band because I go with a bass player. I'm a substitute this week. This is called Old Man.
Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a life like you. Don't get lost like a coin that won't get tossed. Rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a life like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. How one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. It don't mean that much to me, it means that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past. I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life, I'm alive like you.
Okay, we're going to do one that is, maybe.
Shook
me up so bad,
then.
I don't even want to dig that.
Do it now.
Okay, what are we doing?
Here you go.
Okay, this is going to take you back to 1945, and we get it on up to 72, that PA may go off, but I don't know. We're going to start you in 45, though.
Go.
It's years ago, there was two-finger style going around. String Bean was one play. He did a lot of stuff with Mack Wiseman, and he played a tune called Old Jewel Clark, and it sounded like this. That's enough of 1945. We'll move you up to 55, and just to show you, progress comes along all the time, and Scruggs was playing it with three. He added a pick. Now we'll move you up to 1969, when you may have heard Jimmy and I doing it like this. Now we're going to... Thank you. Now we're going to move you all the way up to 99. And in 1999, lo and behold, it may sound like this. Kill move. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Cracked him right between the eyes with a banjo. Here's one that most people are buying lately. And I hope they keep doing it, and we just happen to have 3 or 4 million back there if you want to buy some.
wondering how you've been. Shenandoah bound again.
I left a mile along the Kansas road, field after field, plowed and sown.
But this Kansas wheat ain't near as sweet as one Virginia pine. All my own. Thank you, Lord, for taking back my urge to go.
Blue Ridge morning, I'm finally on my way, and I'm gonna stay in Virginia.
Cardinal in a dogwood tree, Shenandoah home for me.
Is Jack Colby here? Jack Colby, you're wanted backstage. Somebody wants to see you. Remind you all again to stay out of the road over here. People want to get in and out, you know, and you have to move all the time, so get out of the road. That's from the man, too.